Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy Halloween. Everyone knows that the traditional symbols for Halloween include pumpkins, haunted houses, witches, skeletons, and bats. Growing up, pumpkins were not too scary. I wouldn't go in haunted houses. And I know some witches and skeletons, no big deal. But bats? Oh, bats are furry little creatures that fly. They're good mothers, and they're beneficial to our environment. We need bats. Heather Mahoney with City Bats Conservancy is with us in our second hour to let us know we don't need to be afraid and why. Hour number two is also when you can get your gardening questions answered. Call us at 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. So join Tom, Joni, Heather, Kelly, and me for this hour of Better Lawns and Gardens on Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-975-1374 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Here's an important COVID-19 announcement for businesses and schools. Has the COVID-19 pandemic stalled or disrupted your business or normal schedules? Has your revenue dropped drastically? Are your customers anxious about coming back into shop? Well, we've got great news. Pulse Innovations has developed a thermal system with facial and temperature recognition that can end your troubles right now. Everyone knows that one of the fastest and most reliable ways to identify COVID and other viruses is to detect fever. Our new high-tech development can scan up to 20 people all at once from 10 feet away to provide an immediate reading of those that may have a temperature. This system can give your customers a peace of mind when coming into your business. Call us for free details and a free no-obligation demo. Call right now and get that peace of mind.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. That's 800-734-5114.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%. But now, airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Good morning and welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy Halloween to all you tricksters and treaters. And I'd like to congratulate Tom and Joni. We need to congratulate Uncle Kelly for the birth of Shiloh Josiah. And that happened this morning. So he is a Halloween baby. And Tony, my husband, is also a Halloween baby. So happy birthday, Tony. With Tony's birthday, Halloween for us and our family is the start of our holiday season right through New Year's. And the timing could not be better. We love celebrating the holidays. So we have a great hour for you today. We're going to be talking about bats with Heather Mahoney, but you can make it even better by being part of our program by calling 407-916-5400 or by texting us, and you'll get Tom at 23680. So please, Tom, with the response we've been getting on our Facebook page, we're having a lot of people like it. So if you're on Facebook, you can go to Better Lawns and Gardens and like the page. You can also post your questions and photographs of your garden. You can also go to betterlawns.com and download the shows if you've missed any. And you can also ask questions as well. So Tom, Joni, and Kelly, have you ever seen a bat up close?
Yeah, pretty close. You know, Joni and I were in Panama and Belize, and we took some boat trips, and we saw bats clinging to the rocks in one area in a very shady area. It was really, really little bats. They were small.
Yeah.
I guess bats come in all right. different sizes, but I've also seen some up close, of course, in the conservation areas and things like that.
So. Sure. Kelly, what about you? Have you ever seen a bat up close?
You know, I've only heard them fluttering around. I've never seen them up close, even like at zoos, places like that. Never.
Well, one day when I was working at Belk Lindsay's back at, up in Lake Square Mall, and that was 100 years ago, yeah. a group of us walked up to the employee entrance that was covered from the weather, and there was a bat hanging in the corner right above the door. Well, the screams were deafening. I can't even imagine how that bat kept on sleeping, but nobody would use that entrance until the bat was removed. So, you know, like I said, I don't know if we scared the bat or not. I wondered if we ever gave him nightmares or her nightmares. So why do bats scare us? Why do you think, Tom?
You know, I think a lot of people hear that they carry diseases.
Ooh.
And so they're scared they're going to get bitten by the bat.
Ooh.
But I think the bat is just as scared of us. And it was up there just kind of hiding, the one at Belk Lindsay there. But I think also at nighttime, if you're out and they're zooming around, I guess you're scared they're going to run into you or something, or maybe you think you're an insect. I don't know.
Well, the other night we were driving, and we were just driving along, and all of a sudden something swooped right in front of the car. It was about 6 o'clock at night, and it was a bat. And
really?
So they're
oh.
out there. And when my parents, we used to go play tennis. They used to go play tennis, and us kids, we would just be, you know, playing in the playground area next to it. We would throw the tennis balls up in the air, and the bats
oh.
would swoop down and
try
and get them. It was really cool. So
good playing.
It was great. Yeah. So, Kelly, do we have Heather with us? Is she on?
Absolutely.
Oh, wonderful. Good. Great. Well, joining us right now is Heather Mahoney. She is the founder of the City Bats Conservancy, a wildlife rehabilitation and outreach organization in Inverness, Florida. She has dedicated her life to bat and gopher tortoise rescue, rehabilitation, rescue, and education. Good morning, Heather. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
Well,
happy Halloween.
Thank you. Yeah, happy Halloween. You got a great topic for happy Halloween.
Yes, this is a popular one.
So, Heather, how did you, how did your love for bats begin?
Really, it all started when I was in college. I did some undergraduate research with bats with some of the professors. And I remember misnetting my very first bat and really had no exposure prior to that. This was something that, I needed to have some research experience to look on and do some bat things. And it really wasn't like, oh, they're my favorite animal. And I really didn't know much about them, much like a lot of people. And so when I did, I held my first bat as an undergraduate research, and that's kind of where it all began. And from there, I went and was a zookeeper, and bats were my animals. And then as I got older and started to do some field work, and it just sort of had this trajectory where bats became my focus in life, and it never looked back.
Yeah, well, tell us about the Bat Conservancy.
So the Bat Conservancy came about because when I moved to Florida, I'm originally from Michigan. When I moved to Florida, there are a lot of organizations out there that actually take care of some Florida wildlife, and they do a really great job. But I noticed that there was very few places that would take bats or other mammals that they considered rabies risks, things like that. And that's, of course, understandable. But I also found out that these poor bats were in need of somewhere to go, and I felt that, I felt like I could fill that niche, and that's what I did. I went and I applied and got my wildlife rehabilitation license, and it started out as a very tiny operation, and it is still pretty tiny, But from there, we just decided that bats were going to be our focus, and for the most part, and that's how that came about.
So, do people just call you, or do vets call you, or you know, wildlife control call you and say we're bringing you a bat?
All of the above. So option D, all of the above. So, yes, people will call some of the state and city agencies will call and say, hey, we have this bat. We don't even know what to do with it. Veterinarians who I'm also a veterinary technician, so I'm very lucky that I have great vet care for the bats and other wildlife that I get in my possession that need help. So, I get calls from all types and walks of life when it comes to bats. I've got quite a few stories if we had more time, but you can imagine.
Oh, I can just imagine. So the most touching moment I've ever had with bats was seeing a mama bat nurse her baby, and they're mammals. Can you tell us more about bats and what their life is, their lifestyle is like?
Sure. Well, I can say probably most people rarely, like you had mentioned in the beginning, have ever seen a bat up close. And really, the media makes them look very big and scary, but here in the U.S., they're very, very tiny. So we have insectivorous bats here in the United States, and they're all generally about the size of your thumb. If you were to stick your thumb up, they're only about that big. They're not very big at all. They look big when they're flying around, but they're very tiny. They're mammals. They're the only mammal capable of true flight, and they generally only have about one pup a year. There are some that'll have twins, and there's even a Florida bat that'll have quadruplets. But they're very slow reproducers, and they keep their babies with them. And their babies are about 25% of their body weight when they're born. So they're big babies when they're born.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
So, should we be afraid of bats? You know, a lot of people think bats are out to get their blood and stuff like that.
Yeah, we can thank a lot of misinformation and myths and this time of year for that. But no, people shouldn't be afraid of bats. They're very shy. I've worked with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different types of bats. They're very shy. They're secretive. They're nocturnal. I mean, most people don't even realize that right, you know, within probably a good 20 feet, there's a bat right there, and they had no idea about it at any given time. But I would say that it's important to respect bats because they are mammals. We're gigantic. So if we were to come upon a bat, you have to imagine they're really going to be afraid of us. And if they're scared, they may bite, but they're not ones that attack. They really just want to get away. That's probably why you find a lot of the bats kind of tucked into corners. They don't want to be seen. So generally just letting them be, letting them rest, do what they have to do. They're not going to try to get stuck in your hair. They're not going to attack you, nothing like that. So no, just a healthy respect. If you find a bat, just don't touch it. Just call somebody, and they'll be able to give you the advice on what you need to do if you find one that's injured or orphaned.
Yeah, do they carry diseases?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do they carry diseases?
Well, they are mammals, and yes, they're wildlife, so they do have the potential to carry zoonotic diseases, so things that they can't pass on to human. But like I said, the most common one that people think of when they think of bats is the rabies virus. And part of that is that people think that all bats have rabies. You know, if you see a bat, it's a rabid animal, and that's not true. Less than 0.5% of bats carry rabies at any point in time. And they're not carriers in the traditional sense. They will die with the disease within a few days, generally, if they do have it. So when you come across a bat, the safest thing you can do is just don't touch it or use heavy gloves if you want to put it into a box and then call us, and we'll be happy to help you out what you need to do. But no, they do carry diseases such as rabies. But like I said, it's not something that every bat has. It's extremely rare. But you never know. Symptoms are pretty all over the place. So you just kind of leave it alone and you have no fear. No, there's nothing to be afraid of.
Good. So Heather, the big push is on pollinators for butterflies and for birds, but tell us how bats how do they help the environment?
So bats play a really important role globally speaking. So around the world, we have our seed dispersers. They're great for regenerating forests that have been clear cut, for example. And then there are your plant pollinators, those that give us the things that we enjoy, like agave, bananas, chocolate, avocado, things like that. And then there are the insectivorous bats. And that's what we have here, generally speaking, in the United States and definitely in Florida. So when it comes to pollinating, there are three species in the U.S. that live in the Southwest, not here in Florida, that will pollinate night-blooming plants. So they are important globally for sure. Here in Florida, we can thank ours for being a great natural pest control.
Yeah, we see a lot of information on building bat houses. Do they really work, or are they beneficial to provide the habitat that bats like?
Absolutely. The only thing is, it's like they say in real estate, location, location, location is a big one. You want to make sure that you follow very specific mounting instructions and design for the bat houses. And they do work. It's just, it does take time, and they're pretty picky about where they're going to live. So my recommendation for that is one of the greatest sites out there is Bat Conservation International, and they will give you plans on how to build a bat house that has proven research to work. Or you can even buy it from them directly if you're not, if you're like me and not handy in any way, shape, or form. It's a really great website to go to, but bat houses do work, and they're a great alternative if you're worried about bats living in your home or getting into the attic or things like that. So I would recommend going to those websites and seeing about building your own. It's a great project to do or putting one up.
Well, speaking of websites, Heather, how can our listeners learn more about City Bats Conservancy and the mission?
So we're primarily going to be mostly social media, not so much a website. I'd say if you visit our Facebook page, City Bats Conservancy is going to be the best way to get information about the work we do and ways that you can help bats here in Florida.
Wonderful. And I will post that on our Better Lawns and Gardens Facebook page, too. I'll link to your Facebook page. So what's the final word, Heather, on bats? What would you like people to remember?
I'd like people to remember that they're incredibly important. Like, you can thank them so much for being able to go out on your back porch and enjoy the comforts of your decks and having your fires and drinking your coffee early in the morning as they're swooping around, eating all those bugs around you. And helping you to reduce the use of pesticides here in Florida. So bats are important. Don't be afraid of them. Respect them. And you can always visit any of these organizations, such as City Bats Conservancy, and we'll be happy to help and answer any questions you may have about them.
Heather Mahoney, thank you so much for joining us today and for your help in protecting another important pollinator in Florida. We want everyone to remember that. If you have a gardening question, now is the time to call us at 407-916-5400, or you can text Tom at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-461-0573. 800-461-0573. 800-461-0573.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Here's an important COVID-19 announcement for businesses and schools. Has the COVID-19 pandemic stalled or disrupted your business or normal schedules? Has your revenue dropped drastically? Are your customers anxious about coming back into shop? Well, we've got great news. Pulse Innovations has developed a thermal system with facial and temperature recognition that can end your troubles right now. Everyone knows that one of the fastest and most reliable ways to identify COVID and other viruses is to detect fever. Our new high-tech development can scan up to 20 people all at once from 10 feet away to provide an immediate reading of those that may have a temperature. This system can give your customers a peace of mind when coming into your business. Call us for free details and a free no-obligation demo. Call right now and get that peace of mind.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. That's 800-734-5114.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and I'm here with Tom and Joni and Kelly, who's taking your phone calls. And you can call us at 407-916-5400, or you can text at 23680. And we're going to go to Melanie in Vera. Good morning, Melanie.
Hello, Melanie.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. I have a question about my Singapore plumeria. All the leaves turn yellow, and they get this mud on them. And I've treated them with some kind of a thing you put by the roots, but it's still not happy. So do you know what I should do for it?
When you say smut, you're talking about a black coating, black?
Right, right. It's a black coating.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, but that says you've got insects somewhere, white flies or some
aphids,
insect.
Aphids,
piercing, sucking insect. You know, insecticidal soap would probably take care of your problem. Either that or a neem oil type product just sprayed onto it.
Yep.
Okay.
That
thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank you, Helen, for calling. We have
the oil
Jeff.
Will help the sodium oil go off too. Yeah.
Jeff in Tallahassee. Good morning, Jeff.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey, good morning. I hope you guys don't mind me saying a little more about bats, do you?
No, go ahead.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, I got a call on January 1st this year from a hysterical daughter. And she had some bats in her garage. And when I got over there and did an inspection, I discovered that she had in her attic quite a few hundreds of bats.
Wow.
And just for your listeners to know, she had louvered vents on both sides of her house, and they had put some like light felt screening wire on it. And what we had to have done is we had to have animal control come out and put hardware wire up, and they fixed a really neat cylindrical metal escape route for the bat, and then they put cloth at the end of it so the bats could go out, which they did at night, but they could not re-enter that evening, so they went to somebody else's house. That hardware wire is very important to have by the louvered vents. And then I'll add one other interesting thing we discovered. When the person came to eradicate the bats by getting them out, not killing them, they also told us that had they been discovered in April, according to the laws here in the state of Florida, they would have had to have waited till August to extract them, because they protect them up in this area, at least. I can't say if it's over all of Florida. They protect them. And so had they been found in April, my daughter would have had it to wait till August to have them taken out of her attic area.
I am thinking of all the guano, Tom.
I know. I was thinking of that, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That That's why it didn't cost us so much to do it, is because they had not been up there that long, and therefore it was not too expensive. But had they been up there, yes, for an extended period of time, that would have added an additional expense. But they are wonderful beings. I love to see them. They're very good for mosquito control, but one does have to be careful that they do not become part of one's homestead.
Wow, that's a great story, Jeff.
Yeah, did they make much of a mess in the attic?
No, in her case, they didn't. They had not been there that long, and she wouldn't have never had known that they were there, except a couple of them had gone through an opening in her garage, and she had her garage door down, and that's when she discovered one evening when she walked out in her garage, they were flying around trying to get out of her garage.
Wow.
Very good story. Good information. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
Enjoy your show. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. That's great, Colleen. We have Dan in St. Pete. Good morning, Dan.
Hello, Dan.
Morning.
How can we help you?
How can we help you?
A neighbor of mine wants to give me a cutting of the crown of thorns plant.
Okay.
How do I go about studying it?
Okay, how do you go about starting it? What I do is just let the cutting kind of heal over a little bit, leave it out for at least several hours. You can leave it out for a day if you want. And then I'd go ahead and stick it about 2 inches deep into a container of potting soil. Teresa?
Yep, that's what I would do. And Tom, are you a big fan of the rooting material, the rooting powder to put on it?
Yes, I have rooting powder,
right.
Right.
It certainly doesn't hurt. Yeah, put some dust some on. Don't pile it on. Just dust it on.
Right, and then just keep it moist, but not too wet.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot, Dan.
You're welcome, Dan. Tom, let's just take some text messages.
Okay, good. I have a good one here. When do you trim rose bushes back, Teresa?
Well, I always trim mine back after they've bloomed. So it depends on what kind of variety you have. If you have the knockouts, you know, the more you cut them, the more roses you're going to have. And so roses always bloom on new growth. But the climbers, you want to wait and do every year, every couple of years. But just depends on the variety you have.
Yeah, I think the regular bush roses, the hybrid teas, grandifloras, I do them about mid-February. We can do grooming anytime. I mean, cutting long stems, getting dead out. And I have some drift roses right now, which is kind of knockout type looking, except smaller. And they're ready for pruning now. I need to cut them back. Otherwise, they just get full of all dead stems.
Right. So the ones that bloom more often, like the drifts and the knockouts, they can be cut more frequently. But the hybrid teas, like your Abraham Darby's and your Double Delights, February, Valentine's Day is a good, you know, roses are a good subject in February, and that's when you should cut them.
Yeah. By the way, I have a little survey here of top roses. This is from the National Gardening Association, being we're talking roses. And top roses, Double Delight, is at the top of the survey. This is a survey of people who sent in their favorite roses.
It's amazing. And then I also had Tony texted me his Halloween costume. He would be Ent, E-N-T, and they are the shepherds of the forest in the Lord of the Rings. So he would be a shepherd of the forest, Ent.
How about that? Very good. Yeah, neat. By the way, some of the other roses at the top there, Julia Child's Peace, and Queen Elizabeth. These are all old roses. So
yeah. Now, can we find those now? I haven't seen a Queen Elizabeth or a Julia Child's in such a long time.
Yeah, roses are not out there like they used to be. It used to be almost every street corner had a rose sales area, at least in our area here, but not anymore. They get harder to find. Interesting. Yeah. Ready for another text message here?
Yep. Let's go through them.
Okay. I heard Nobby. Roots in green beans is okay, not nematodes. Is that true? What they have is a nitrogen-forming bacteria that fixes little knobs on the roots. And so if it's kind of a knob that breaks off very easily, that's normal, that's good. That says that the plant and the bacteria in the soil is taking nitrogen out of the soil and giving it to the beans. so you don't have to fertilize beans with nitrogen. Nematodes, on the other hand, cause the roots to swell. They become very swollen, and you can see both of those on beans. So if you have some knobs on them, then that's okay. Your beans are healthy, and you have a good relationship with the bacteria in the soil.
Very good.
Here's one here. I am not sure what to say. Maybe you can help us out here, Teresa. Will Dawn soap, which is a dish soap, we all know that one, kill St. Augustine grass when washing cars on lawns? My guess is if you put too much down and really get a heavy application, I would think it's possible. Normally we don't think a soap is killing a plant material as long as it's not too concentrated.
Right, and it just depends on the Dawn dish detergent. It's kind of light. It kind of reminds me it's a little bit like the old Ivory. It's not too harsh. But if you get those soaps that really have a lot of antibacterial chemicals in it that ward off bacteria, then it might do a little bit of damage.
Yeah, if it's too concentrated.
Too much of anything.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we find the same thing when people make up these insecticide controls in their, I call them dishpan gardeners, but what they're doing is making up the insecticidal soap they think they are. And insecticidal soap is not really detergent. It's really a true soap. So you start using any of these detergents, you may start damaging your plants. So I think the university's kind of backed off even recommending that we make up insecticidal soaps at home.
What I'd like to say is that, what's on the shelf, what homeowners can buy, is safe when used according to the instructions and the label and only when necessary. So anything you buy off the shelf is safe. Making up your own home products, you can do some damage.
Yeah, kind of scary. Speaking of Halloween, it's scary. But anyway, yeah, exactly, as long as you follow the label. That's the trick to it. When you stop following the label, then you may have problems as well as your plants.
Exactly. Do you have a gardening question you need answers to? Well, you can give Tom and I a call right now, 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
And now a thought from Barry Zeckelman, Chairman and CEO of Zeckelman Industries, who invites you to help this country make it here.
Dear America, let's manufacture a better future. Let's get back to looking for made in America on the things we buy. Let's bring back domestic manufacturing. Let's build the factories, warehouses, and businesses that build community, might jumpstart the career of a recent grad, provides the family down the street with a decent paycheck, and real benefits, the kind that benefit us all. Let's give our economy a shot in the arm. Let's make it here. Let's make it made in America.
Zeckelman Industries is a family-owned 100% domestic manufacturing company. Makers of innovative steel structures and products that lets the water flow, keeps the lights on, and helps builders build. We want to hear from you. We want to know what you think about bringing back domestic manufacturing to this country. Get involved at Zeckelman.com.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you've missed any of today's show, Rich's Tree Davy Tree Companies on zombie trees, and then also Heather Mahoney's City Bats Conservancy on bats and pollination and how to protect them, you can find it on Better Lawns and Gardens website, iHeartRadio, iTunes, and Amazon. You can also find the podcast and my monthly newsletter on my website, she-consulting.com. Let's go right to the phones, and we have Lori in St. Cloud. Good morning, Lori.
Hello, Lori.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, guys. I love the show.
Thank you.
I have an avocado tree, a Florida avocado. I started from seed. It's approximately 15 feet tall, and I wanted to know how big is it going to get, and can I cut the top out and keep it trimmed small?
Okay. Oh, you're talking 30 feet or more in width. What we normally do is we do top them out. Commercially, we top them out at about 20 feet. You can do that, and it may reduce your production for just a little bit, but that'll keep the avocados within reach and everything.
Right.
Yeah. Tom, what time of the year would you cut it back then? Because I wouldn't cut it back just right now.
Yeah, you know, we normally say we cut it back after we harvest the fruits, but that could be almost any time. I'd probably try to get it done maybe, you know, bloom in the springtime. Never really a great time, let's put it that way, but probably late summer, early fall.
Okay, the fruit is just about gone now, and it's first harvest. So I just have a bat story. I have two giant palm trees, talking about trimming palm trees. For the last 30 years, my family and I have enjoyed at dusk watching them drop from the palm tree and then fly. They build their nests up there, and if they butcher the palm trees when they trim them, I think it probably hurts the bats as well with their nesting in them, because they've been there 30 years.
You're so right, Lori, that those palms and the skirts that come down with the dead palms are habitat for the bats, and it's so important to keep them on, you know, if you can. So, great story.
Yeah, Lori, do you leave the skirts on your tree, on your palms?
They are on the city property, but they're really careful in trimming them. Usually they just blow off when they're dead, so I make sure they don't trim any more than necessary for that reason.
Good for you.
You know, a lot of people don't realize you don't have to prune the old fronds off.
Right.
And they make, some people call them petticoats, and there is actually a petticoat palm.
These palms are 30 feet tall plus, and they're super healthy, so I think they just let nature deal with them.
Yeah, Mother Nature's been taking care of them for years.
Right.
Yeah, but without our help. Thank you, Lori. Appreciate it. Tom, we can go to text messages.
Okay, I have one here about the Julia Child Rose. You and I were talking roses, and it says, I bought a Julia Child Rose at Tallahassee Nurseries. It's from Joan up in Tallahassee.
Oh,
so
excellent.
Appreciate knowing they're out there. You know, you can probably go up online and maybe track them down. Or if you have a rose grower, like in Central Florida, Nelson Rose is a possibility.
Sure. That's where I would check if I was in the Central Florida area. That would be great. We have Lee in Orlando. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning.
Good morning. How can we help you?
I have a problem with the leaves. It starts with the white, yellow, white, round thing all over the leaves, and then it turned to black. And I've noticed there's a white little flies all over. What is that?
White flies. You're exactly white right. Flies.
Exactly. Yeah. What kind of tree?
Oh, I got I don't know what kind of tree. I had that for many years. It blooms all year round.
It's okay.
Jerusalem something?
Oh, you know what I think it is, Tom? What is that hibiscus that is...
Snow Queen?
No, it's not the Snow Queen, but it's the... I know which one you're talking about.
Oh, I know.
And it gets white flies on it.
Yeah,
it
Confederate rose.
Thank you.
This shrub has a thorn, and you have a red flower all year round.
Oh, it has thorns. It's not a Confederate rose.
Not very tall, though, not very big, right?
No. I cut it down.
Yeah, Jerusalem thorn is what you're talking
about. Yeah, that's right. There you go. Jerusalem, yeah, right.
Yeah. What you use is just insecticide, soap, or neem oil. You have white flies, and they're sucking juices, then you get the sooty mold. So you can just go through and take this insecticidal soap or neem oil. If you use neem oil, it'll help the sooty mold come off also. But here's the secret to it, Lee. You have to hit the underside of the leaves or where you see the little clusters of the white fly forming. You're not going to kill the adults. You're going to kill the immature stages.
Okay. Now, I've been treated with a liquid fungicide, Kapok fungicide.
Yes, that's what you need.
That's not going to help.
It didn't help.
That's right.
Now, you need to smother them. You need to use the oil.
I have that. Yeah, okay. Okay.
All right. Thank you,
and
Lee.
It also have aloe vera. It's a black.
Black on the aloe vera? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably the same thing, an insect causing
yeah,
that.
I think so. I never had that. I've been living here over 30 years. I never had this problem.
Well, you got it now.
Oh, boy.
There you go.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. You're welcome. I appreciate it. Okay, so, Tom, if they want to, we have a few more minutes to take questions after this break. If you want to give us a call, you can call 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. You can also go up to the betterlawns.com website, and you can check it out, and you can like our page on Facebook, Better Lawns and Gardens. We're going to be right back with more Better Lawns and Gardens. You're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment. This is Grace Watkins. We'll be right back.
In Florida, 75% of pedestrian and bicyclist fatalities occur at night. Many drivers say they never saw them. Driving at night can be challenging for drivers, and their failure to see pedestrians is often fatal. Drivers, always watch for pedestrians and cyclists. Pedestrians, be visible at night, wear brighter reflecting clothing, and carry a light. And if you plan on riding a bike at night, always use lights so you can be seen. Alert tonight, alive tomorrow, because safety doesn't happen by accident.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life, and they need your help so they can continue saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 24 hours a day, 800-993-1368. Your donation could literally save women's lives. Call today, 800-993-1368. 800-993-1368.
Florida has over 2,000 miles of shoreline, over 4,000 square miles of lakes, and over 11,000 miles of rivers, streams, and waterways. Which means no matter how big your boat, how bright your life jacket, how loud you shout, finding you in the case of an emergency is going to be really difficult. Unless you have an emergency locator beacon. Odds are, you'll never need it. But the odds for you are tremendously better if you ever do.
Learn more about emergency locator beacons at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
I'm Laurel Lee, Florida's Secretary of State. Our state and nation depend on voters who are well-informed. Learning about candidates and issues is extremely important. But beware of misinformation that may seem true, but comes from false or misleading reports seeking to polarize voters. Don't believe everything you read or hear. If something doesn't seem right, seek trusted sources, and verify the facts. Visit FloridaElection2020.gov and see how we're protecting you and your vote.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
And we're back with more Better Lawns and Gardens. And we're taking your phone calls at 407-916-5400, or you can text at 23680. We have Rudy in Malabar. Good morning, Rudy. Happy Halloween.
I have this mango tree. It puts out really good fruit. It was knocked down by Hurricane Matthew, but we jacked it up using a 20-ton jack. Some baby trees under it have baby mango trees. Will they put out fruit, or are they just a waste of time replanting those?
Well, you'll get fruit from them. Now, do you think they're coming up from an old seed or from a root, or where are they coming from?
From old seeds.
Seeds, yeah. Well, you know, it's hard to say exactly what you're going to get. You're probably going to get a mango very similar to the one that that you have the tree producing the fruit. But you can't be sure. You're looking at probably about, 5 to 7 years before it comes into production. So, but, yeah, you'll get mangoes from them. Now, you're gonna dig them up and relocate them, right?
Oh, yes. But the problem is I love mangoes. Everybody that I'm around us loves mangoes, but my wife's allergic to them, so she won't let me plant too many of them. Yes. So it's a kind of a dilemma.
So is she allergic to the tree, or she just
people that have the same allergies as you do? Otherwise, if you have trouble gardening.
So is she just allergic to the fruit, or is she allergic to the plant, the touching it, the leaves and things?
Right. No. The only thing with our mango tree is fighting the tree vermins, the little
rodents.
The squirrels go up and really raise havoc with the mangoes.
Yeah, but she's allergic to the fruit. If she touches the tree, it's okay. Is that right?
She doesn't get near mangoes.
I see.
And not only that, some of my daughters now are allergic to mangoes because of DNA.
Well, people don't realize that the mango is a poison ivy relative. And so,
now that's really going to help.
You're not going to be able to plant
we're raising
any
poison
mangoes.
Ivy trees. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, thanks for,
thank you, Rudy.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye.
So, Tom, we get text messages?
Yeah, I do have one here. There's one that you're probably going to have to answer. It says, what is the best Japanese maple to plant in Tallahassee that remains relatively small? Living where I live, I've lost track of the Japanese maples.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's still going to be, touch and go. I would contact the extension office in the Tallahassee area to find out if there is a variety that will take the heat, because Tallahassee still gets hot. But it does experience a little bit of cool weather in the wintertime. So, maybe there is a variety that is can handle the heat. But I would contact the extension office in Tallahassee.
Yeah, they have them, and that's the best advice, or the local nursery, like the Tallahassee Nurseries, for instance, or Heinz Nurseries. You can call them and see what they have available. But as far as the variety, that would be a local call as far as what ones are doing best in the Tallahassee area.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. So anyway, I've got a survey. Do I have time to do a quick survey here?
Have time to do a quick survey.
The National Gardening Survey of the favorite tomatoes across the nation. This is, again, people just writing in their favorites. And the top one, I did not know. It's called Kellogg's Breakfast, and it's a yellow tomato.
Kellogg's? How did you spell that?
K-E-L-L-O-G-G-S, Kellogg's.
Like the cereal. Oh.
Yeah, it's a yellow one.
Yeah.
But the others that were on the list are some we know, like Cherokee Purple, which is a very popular one. That's a heritage heirloom tomato. Also, Brandywine was on there.
Brandywine, it's very good.
Yeah, a lot of people like it, that old-fashioned taste. Celebrity and Early Girl were on the list. Black Cherry, Sun Gold was another one, and also Black Crème. I have grown Black Crème. It's a nice little tomato. It's not one of my favorites or anything like that. But anyway, just some of the different tomatoes that people grow, and I have my favorites too, but
I like the big ones for the sandwiches, and then I like the Romas. I like the Romas because we can make good, tomatoes, soup and paste with them. And it's really good.
So, yeah, how are your tomatoes doing?
Not good. The rain. I'm going to take what not to do and issues with them. So it's a good season for taking problem photographs.
I don't think the tomatoes are doing that well this fall. I mean, the rains and the heat and everything just kind of really caused them problems.
There you go. Well, Tom, we want to thank Rich Weiland with Davey Tree Company. Joni, thank you for the information on cabbages. Kelly Velez, Uncle Kelly. Thank you. Welcoming Shiloh Josiah to the happy birthday to Shiloh Josiah.
Thank you.
And Tony, happy birthday. Heather Mahoney with City Bats Conservancy. We want to thank her. Thank you to all our callers and texters. Join us next week for more Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Take care, everyone. This is Florida.
Happy Halloween.
Talk and Entertainment Network.
Happy Halloween.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
That make flying possible when you have a disability, such as caption video and doing wheelchair transfers onto an aisle seat.
Ed, how you doing?
Want to learn more about the Air Carriers Access Act? Then visit disabilitycampaign.org.